our turn in transferring our awareness, our intent, our focus to our higher value. So this means our ego sometimes is still playing an agenda of yesterday. So 20 years ago, 10 years ago, 5 years ago, we had an agenda of what it is that we wish to do on planet Earth, what we wanted to complete. We're moving into a new understanding of self. And so there is, we want to remember that we hold the will and the privilege to move into ascension, to move into readiness and expansion. So when we say the word ascension, what we're really doing is coming into our praiseworthy essence. So when we think of masters, they're not separate beings. They are aspects of the one true understanding of self that we are adorning, that we are co-creating in due relevance. So as we will receive our holy investment. So this is our holiness. So just imagine like you were putting on gowns, you were receiving crystals on your third eye, whatever your imagination brings forth is very, very relevant because you're choosing your own lifestyle. You're choosing your own placement. You're choosing your own formulation and congratulations. So congratulations is it's already there. It's already taken place. The energies are imbued with our new lifestyle. What we're doing is learning how to attend to it, learning how to agree to it. So the energies that are being provided are our natural selection. In other words, each of us on a higher level has already assumed this natural arrival. So what we're doing is moving into proper placement. We're moving into proper relevance. And they literally are showing me that, oh, it almost looks like a UNICEF card or whatever, where it's like you got all these children all around the globe. So we are the children of light. We are the ones that are agreeing to our ascension, to our higher relevance. So again, what we're doing is ascending in consciousness, opening up to our fifth dimensional placement. And we do this quite naturally. In other words, we're signaling our readiness because we are the ones that have agreed to bring forth the retirement of yesteryear. So this is our 3D formulation, our 3D our affairs, and move into our holy abundance of relevance. So we're each teachers, we're each leaders of this new acceleration, of this new visioning, is as we bring ourselves into proper alignment. So proper alignment is we trust love, we trust the impulse, we trust our intuition. We release all grievances. So some of us have grievances to others, some have grievances to ourselves. And I really feel that when I receive the energy, there's somebody that's like still chastising a self of younger years. So we all have different places, different nooks and crannies that are receiving this golden formulation. So in other words, the energies bring us into right establishment. So as we will receive our agreement, as we will receive our holy endowment, these energies help us choose the light. So if we were the particular one where we're still upset at our former self, we're going to see it in graduated essence. So in other words, we'll have that meditative awareness so that we can choose again, so that we can choose love, so that we can bring forth, we can inspire and bring forth inspiration and bliss, because we are the ones, we're the bridge makers. So we are kind of going up first and we have proper recall. In other words, we're sort of clearing up, cleaning up some of the energies that are outdated, that are coming along with us. And it's like, wait a minute, let's take inventory here and see what needs adjustment. So as we will receive our holy endowment, we bring forth light. We bring forth laughter. So this is the peace in the midst of the storm. This is, wait a minute, it seems rocky because the old is crumbling. The old is no longer required as we bring in our holy best. So as we will receive and attend to this new declaration. So the declaration is in alignment with our co-creative essence. So when I'm receiving this energy, I'm seeing many in temples and ancient Egypt and Atlantis. It's because, again, we're opening up to our multidimensional, they're saying housing, they're kind of being cute, but again, we're receiving all of our best. So this is not new for anyone that shows up to this frequency. This is very, very familiar. It may not be familiar in this lifetime, but we've done this over and over and over. So what we're doing is allowing ourselves to proceed. So wherever we're still stuck to the old formulation, the old agreement, a lot of us are clearing out generational issues. We're coming to our best to recall. So the recall is not recall of this linear lifetime, it's recall of our truth. There are many that are holding keys, your key holders to mystery schools and such. And so whether you are to be a teacher, whether you're just holding the frequency, it's really irrelevant. It's only the ego that gets caught up and it's like, well, I want that part, I want that part. What we want is our place of ease, where we're no longer in disguise in terms of our natural gifting, our natural placement. Someone's like about to open up their third eye, and it's like, once you do, it's just almost like you start giggling on all of the, like, the ego requests. Well, I want this, I want that. But again, we're taking ourselves into circulation. We're taking ourselves into heavenly bliss. So as we will receive the keys of the kingdom, as we will receive our pronouncement, they're asking us to come into agreement with elation. Now, not everyone's particularly feeling elation. We do at times, that peace that passes all understanding. So we have liftoff, we have elation, and then it's like, okay, next thing that needs to be cleared. But the elation is realizing that all is occurring in the now moment. So when we come into that betterment, it may seem like it's our destiny, that it's in our future. Our future could be tonight, our future could be next week, our future can be 3 months from now. But that future is pre-selected. It's being selected in this now moment of occurrence. So remember, time is just, it's just how we experience this consciousness. But in truth, it's all here in the here now. So what we come into alignment with, what we come into agreement with, has far-reaching potentiality, because we're saying, yes, it may come forth in 5 weeks, 5 months, but we've opened the door in the present moment. So as we will receive liftoff, they're asking us to, again, align with our higher self, our better self, our I am presence, your Christ self, your Buddhahood, whatever words feel familiar and comfortable to you. But what we're doing is saying yes to an agreement of what appears to be a future destiny that has been written in the stars. In other words, it's why you're here in this lifetime. It's why you agreed to be here, to be the spokesperson, to be the bridge maker, to hold a frequency, to bring forth the lineage. So as we will allow this future placement to descend, so in other words, it's future, present, becoming one. So the descension, again, is allowing that Christhood, allowing the truth of self to be heard, to be felt, to be experienced, to be acknowledged. And this is what's helping us to find our way. Because as we tune into the light, as we tune into the higher harmonics, the old impulses, the addictions, the fears, the trappings, the greed, whatever it may be, the guilt, it's just not gonna feel right. It's gonna feel out of place. And it's gonna be much easier, very easy, for us to make the shift. It's just easy to see. So this is what we're agreeing to. This is what we're allowing and permitting on all levels. So some of us have come here and you have a question. What do I do with my relationship? What do I do with my bank account? You may have a very specific question, but we want to remember it's a reflection of consciousness. So it's a reflection of your previous decision making, your frequency alignment. So what we're allowing is adjustments on all recalls, on all levels. Well, I may have a physical issue, but there are many like levels to it, or sequencings of what is about to be cleansed, what is about to be healed, where you may think it's one issue, but it's really symptomatic or an outpicturing of something that requires shifts. They're saying shifts galore. So what we're doing is allowing full merger and allowing that liftoff, allowing that holy consent. So as we receive, we're using our free will and saying yes to the light. They're saying to say yes to delight, because again, what we're looking for is within self. Whatever we think we need in the mirror, being the outer realm, what we're seeking is within. We're seeking our own essence, our own understanding. So as we will receive, just feel that expansion, feel that movement, feel that adjustment, feel how we're opening up to possibilities beyond understanding. So in other words, our old consciousness doesn't understand yet all that is available to us. So we're going beyond. It's sort of like that phrase, this is what I request, like, or better or more. So we really want to emphasize that, or better or more, because some of us are still tied to 3D fantasy. 3D fantasy. So we don't understand how powerful our upgrade is. This or more, this or better, or whatever my higher self is interested in. So anything where we're deferring to that expansion, because it's a shift in consciousness. We'll get what we need to make it through another day. But remember, from our higher self's perspective, it's that shift in consciousness and frequency that's going to bring forth that greater passage, that greater wealth. So we're allowing it on all levels and all relevances. In addition, we're allowing that multidimensional understanding or Merkaba. So again, when I receive everyone, everybody, I call them Indian chiefs, like everyone that shows up for this vibration, I assure you, spirit assures you, is an Indian chief. I really mean that sincerely. So there's no greater, there's no lesser. We're all here awakening with great emphasis, meaning with great backing. So the Great White Brotherhood, Council of Light, there are many, many, many resources with great backing. Great backing. Let us receive. Someone's shape-shifting on me. You got wings now. You got wings. Beautiful. So this is what we're doing. We're adjusting to our natural lifestyle. We're playing human. We're adjusting to our natural lifestyle. And it just may be a feeling, or you just may sense something. I very often feel like I suddenly become the Sphinx. And I don't even know why. But I just, if that's what happens. So what we're doing is allowing that magic to take hold, just our natural abilities. All that we've been preparing for this incarnation, we're allowing it to flourish. And they had me say that specifically, and my ego was like, I feel like I'm showing off or something. And they corrected me and said, it's important for everyone to understand how gifted they are. Because by one person revealing, what it's doing is signaling everyone else's readiness to give everyone permission to return to their natural gifting. Holiness of all, readiness of all. We'll just take one more moment. So on all levels, now let me explain this. There are many that can actually drop timelines very easily, actually. It's just really when you open your heart. As you open your heart, you really don't need time. You don't need all of those attractions, meaning all the spiritual lessons. If you process that spiritual lesson, which is really the awakened heart, then your future endeavors, like that next situation, you just really don't need it because you've already mastered the energy. Drop the need for linear time. Assume all is possible. Beautiful.